We're back on with Coulter Lubin from the DNR and TKZ Outdoors YouTube channel. Thanks for more of your time, bud. Good to talk hare hunting with you.
Heck yeah, anytime, Adam.
So we've been talking about this low snow year and how it's really kind of changed things and made you think about different nuances like scent of rabbits without fresh snow, hare trails. And I want to talk now about a couple of other things. One other thing is, you know, that I didn't mention earlier this hour is I would assume your dogs are getting a lot closer to these rabbits when they're chasing them.
When we jump a hare or the dogs get on a hare or a cottontail for that matter, they run in a circle. And a lot of people, you know, believe that the dog is bringing them back to you. And that's actually not what it's occurring. Even if you were to jump a cottontail or a hare without a dog, eventually they would circle and come back to that general area. It's just when you have a dog or dogs, it just quickens that process. So what you're actually doing is you're just getting inside of that circle that hare or cottontail is running with the dogs behind them. So right now, with this really low snow, is, you know, depending on how fast your dogs, there's definitely variations in how quick people's dogs are. There's some people have slower dogs, some people have lightning fast dogs. But regardless, dogs are putting a fair amount more pressure on the hare if the scenting conditions are good, because, you know, the dogs are running through 2 inches of snow instead of, you know, 24 or 36 like they were last year. So hares and cottontails have a comfort zone, I think, for how close they'll let those dogs be. But, you know, say they've been running a hare for 8, 9, 10 miles, which can happen if, you know, if you don't get in the right position and shoot it, or you decide not to shoot it. And I've noticed that the dogs are really close to the hare. When I say really close, I mean, I've seen them as close to 20 to 30 yards this year, whereas I would say the average is probably 75 to, say, 125 on a normal medium snowfall year. So you just kind of got to be conscious of that when you're out there. I mean, especially with new hunters, you know, I love taking out people that are new, but at the same time, you just have to explain, like, you need to know without any doubt in your mind that what you're taking your safety off on is a hare, because it can be close quarters, because you're usually just waiting there, waiting for him to come back, and all of a sudden the hare just shows up. So I just always tell people, you know, always keep your safety on until you see the hare, because that's, you know, one of your last decisions you make before you're going to pull a trigger. And, you know, it's just, we never had any issues with it. We just try to tell people, you know, it's just a hare. It'll come around again if you don't get it this time.
Yeah, and choosing to shoot or not is obviously a little more precarious for us bird hunters, because there's some times when the dog is nipping at the tail feathers, and that is not the time to pull the trigger. So I can appreciate that, though. It's really not as big of an issue, but it's still a safety concern, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we're talking to Coulter Lubin from the DNR and TKZ Outdoors YouTube channel, and I want to get to our question now about this low snow year affecting our deer, which affects wolves, which affects your decision on where to go hunting with your beagle. So maybe you can kind of connect the dots with that.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess the very simple way put, this is, you know, anybody that knows anything about white-tailed deer in Michigan's UP, this is awesome. deer are spread out across the landscape. They're able to feed very easily without going through deep snow. They're not confined to really small areas within deer wintering complexes. They're more spread out, even in areas that aren't even a wintering complex right now. So first of all, great for deer, great for them being able to, you know, continue to put that on during a time when normally they'd be losing a lot of it. So that's good. But then also, because, you know, deer are pretty, I mean, they're spread across the landscape right now. You know, the wolves are also spread out across the landscape. You know, we all know that wolves are a predator of white-tailed deer here in Michigan's Upper Peninsula and across the Upper Midwest. So they're going to be around where deer are. And during, you know, a normal winter, deer would be confined to areas that we call deer wintering complexes, or what they used to be called, or still are, deer yards. So those wolves would spend a fair amount of their time right around those areas, you know, because they're preying on deer. Whereas now, they're kind of covering a lot bigger area because the deer are in a lot bigger area. So because of that, as a houndsman, we like to put our dogs down when we feel that there's not wolves around, just for the safety of our dogs, for the enjoyment of the hunt, not having to think about it the whole time. So what I try to do is before every hunt, I try to run as many roads in and around the area I'm going to hunt as I can, whether that's with snowmobile or truck, and just make sure that there's no fresh wolf tracks. And this year has been a little bit more difficult to find places without wolves because there's deer everywhere still. So like I was telling earlier, is most of the places I typically like to run, I don't run anywhere where there's deer. Whereas this year, I'm running in those same exact places, and there's still deer in them. And again, where that's good for the deer, just kind of complicates being able to feel safe about dropping your dog. So it's just kind of something to keep in mind. It's just, you know, it's part of running hounds, and you just got to do your good checks and just, you know, find those areas. You might have to go to 2-3 spots in a day, but that's all part of it. And just kind of, for me, I'd rather have to go to a couple spots and drop my dogs where I feel safe than have to worry about it the whole time. Kind of takes the fun out of the hunt for me.
Yeah, it's really interesting to think about that in this incredibly unusual year of low snow. So anyway, Coulter, thank you so much for that. And check out his YouTube channel, TKZ Outdoors, on YouTube, obviously. And we appreciate your time, and good luck hunting them bunnies.
Anytime, Adam. We'll get together soon. We'll tell you about successes, hopefully.
This is The Outdoor Show.